I'm in Immingham Port in the northeast of England. It's one of the largest ports in the UK, with tons of cargo coming and going from around the world. In front of me, a container ship is preparing to leave the port, loaded down with goods. It's one of many ships that passes in and out of Immingham every day. But what of the seamen who man these ships and their welfare? Who's looking after them? To find out, I'm on my way to meet Father Colm Kelly, who lives and works at the port. He's part of an international organisation, Stella Maris, which aims to meet the needs of merchant seamen who are far from home.
Username and password there. Look at Immingham Mission.
So, Billy, is it everywhere?
I find him at Immingham Seamen's Centre, among a steady stream of seafarers who are using some precious time ashore to buy phone cards and internet access.
A lot of what we do for the seafarers are small gestures by coming onto the ship or giving them some phone cards, SIM cards, or giving them something that can get them Wi-Fi access. All small gestures, but taken together, they make an enormous difference to the life of the seafarer. And that's why we're here, to make a difference.
It's not unusual for Father Colm to deal with problems that are going on thousands of miles away, but most of his pastoral and practical care takes place at the port. Father Colm visits as many ships as he can in a day. This is his second today. We're heading up the gangplank, and as usual, he won't know what he'll find when he gets onto the ship.
Yeah, did you get hat?
Ah, I know. You got the hat.
There's a friendly welcome from the Chinese crew, followed by an unusual request.
My friend. Maybe you want to buy a computer. You can take him to the shop or take a computer
here to the ship. Does he know?
It's the crew member's lucky day. He's driven to a shop a few kilometres away where he buys a tablet computer.
And you don't want to check your emails on?
One of the crew told me he'd been at sea for 8 months, but by necessity, he'd acclimatised to the conditions.
Do you find it difficult being away from home for so long? You're away for a long time from your family, aren't you?
Yes. But we are already adjusted to each other because this is my... This for my delivery, for my family.
Indeed, if the world's merchant seamen ever decided to turn their backs on a life on the ocean wave, much of the world's trade would simply stop, a fact not lost on Father Colm.
I think we're dealing here with an invisible world, a world that nobody sees. Nobody comes on to docks to meet seafarers or to see them. Nobody knows how seafarers live there or ply their trade. I mean, these guys are away from home 9 months, 12 months at a time.